three lines in the bottom. Einez amvata vashaitem lepaislebele machilin. A kosher einez, meaning a kosher Jew. That's ma'anez mafata. Or a shaita, even though he's puzzled. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. But shaitu marries a woman, she does not become a grusha. There's no grusha, there's nothing. The man and ruin love would be Yisrael, but if they live with a woman as a bia, they do pasul. Ketzah. Yisrael Shabbat Bas Kayan, Yisrael that lives with a Bas Kayan, Taychel B'Truma. Because living with her does not pasul from Truma. He's a coach for Yisrael. Imra, she becomes pregnant, like Taychel B'Truma, the pregnancy stops her from eating Truma. Nechtech Uber B'Mea, the baby gets cut up, Taychel, because she's not pregnant anymore. Harikayan Shabbat Bas Yisrael, like Taychel B'Truma, because he's not married to her, she's not H.S. Kayan. Ibra, because Uber can't feed, Yol, the Taichel. The son can do what the father can do. Evan Paisim Shem Biavain, the Paisim Shem Zara. And Evan passels someone if he lives with her, but he won't passel her if he's a descendant of her. Ketzad, how do you have an Evan as a descendant of a regular Jewish woman? Bas Yisrael the Kayan, or Bas Kayan the Yisrael, but Yol, the Menu Ben. Had a son. And the ben went and lived with the shivcha and had a son. Harisa Eved. That grandson is an Eved. She would have been able to eat truma if she had a son, but the son died. Left over a son who's an Eved, he's not her descendant. Because the Eved is only nisiachis after his mother, not after his father. And therefore, she has no descendants of the Kayan. Bas Kayan Yisrael can go back home. She has a kid from her husband. No, she doesn't. Because the only surviving descendant is an Eved who doesn't count. Teichel B'Truma. Mamzer, however, Paisel L'Machel, a descendant, a Mamzer, can Paisel his grandmother to Bas Kayan from going back and can feed his grandmother to Bas Yisrael to eat Truma. How? Okay, to Bas Yisrael L'Kayan, to Bas Kayan L'Yisrael, B'Yolda Menu Bas. B'Hokai Bas, when this is Levin, Levin, Kekhavim, B'Yolda Menu Ben, here's a Mamzer. Right, this is going like that. Man, the Yomer that says that Eved Eved Kuchav Mabah Bas Yisrael Zavlan is a Mamzer. I say Mima Bas Yisrael LeKayan Teichel B'Truma because she has a descendant from the Kayan, albeit that he's a Mamzer, but he's her grandson. Bas Kayan Yisrael Lo Teichel B'Truma, but she can't go back, but she has a descendant from the Yisrael. Yes, what did you ask?
Could it be any other form of
Mamzer? Yes, same thing. Just giving you an example. Kayan Gadol Pamim Shu Paisel. You can have a Kayan Gadol grandchild that makes his grandmother not eat truma. Okay, so Bas Kayan Yisrael, the older man of Bas. Bas, and this is the Kayan, the older man of Ben. Now she can't go back home because she has a descendant from her husband, the Yisrael, who happens to be a Kayan Gadol, but doesn't make a difference. Has that royal is Kayan Gadol, I'm the Mishama Shagab Mizbeach. Machalas Imai, his mom, could eat. Paisal Amimai, because she has a descendant from her husband, the Yisrael. Albeit that he's a Kayan Gadol. It's a marriage, like me, Kayan Gadol should be putting him in that truma. Like, you know, people shouldn't be stuck with me, Nabach. I have a grandson, Kayan Gadol, but he passes me from truma. Something in my mind, the Tanina Lohadu Tana Rabbara. Our Mishnah is teaching us the following. Raisa, Shaita the Kutton, Shinasu Noshim Amesu, Shaita the Kutton that married women and died. It's the same, Paturis Menachalitim and Ayibum. Because it's not even a rabbinically marriage. Okay, Tad? Yisrael Shahari Yisrael Shabbat Bas Kayan Teichel B'Truma Ibnu Loi Teichel. In fact, the Gemara Kiva the Ibra Loi Teichel Lengo Shem Ibra. Why aren't we afraid that she became pregnant and she should have to stop eating Truma right away? Miloi Tanan, didn't we learn my preacher Loi Teichel Gimu Chadoshim when they by mistake swapped wives? We make them separate 3 months Shemu Mubarasein. Maybe they're pregnant. Amarabba Bravuna Liyachs Nechashashu the Truma Loi Chashashu. There's a question of Mamzeris because if it's somebody else's wife, the mamzer, here it's only a question of truma. We're not chayish. Distracting Gemara, the truma lechashishu. Tanya, we learned as a kitzuk shayachas chayil lemitzvasi. Somebody says his wife, this is your divorce 1 hour before I die. Asur lecha b'truma biyad, because he might die in an hour. Same thing here. We're afraid of that. Why aren't we afraid of Uber? The Gemara, the Rabba Rabuna, but it's suin chashishu, but it's nus lechashishu. By nesuin, we're afraid. By nus, we say she's misapechas and mazana. And therefore, the chances of pregnancy are remote.
Does it have to be a case of get right before?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean? We're saying that even though he's alive now, if he's an anxious Kayan, she should be able to eat Truma, But since an hour before he dies, he divorces her, this might be the hour before he dies.
When he dies,
no, there's no children.
He can't eat, right?
Right.
So,
but see, he's not dead now, he's alive.
But there's no Gerushin either.
Yeah, but there might be Gerushin.
But don't you, it's the same, so why would you say...
He's here, he's dead, he's alive,
but
we see him.
She's not divorced either.
Yes, she is. She's a suffering divorce. He might die within the hour. If he dies within the hour, she was divorced now. It is 6:36. The Kayan is standing here. He divorced his wife an hour before he died. He might die 7:31. So she's divorced now.
She's divorced from
Afreya? Yeah, but he said it's Shra'akas Kayan Mitzasi.
So that's...
Don't think about it.
Then
she doesn't follow the Chalitza. Why aren't we afraid she's pregnant? She can eat till 40 days. It's not considered a fetus till 40 days. According to you, it wouldn't be Mekokel Mefreya. That's the Gemara. My Mekokel is Araboim. It means till 40 days. If my we learn, Habal Rusas in the base Chamav, someone who lives with his Arusa in his father-in-law's house before the Suan. Rabbam Ravlad Mamzer, Shmulam Ravlad Shluki. Rab says that the kid is a Fatima Mamzer, and Shmuel, because Roy people are puzzled to her, she's an Ashishish. And Shmuel says, we say he's a Suffolk Mamzer. I'm a Rabbi Misabri Milsu to Rab the Daima Mialma. There's a rumor that she's being Mizana with others. Avaloi Daima Mialma Basra did Ashishinolay. But if we know he lived with her, and right, and there's no rumor about anybody else, why in the world should we think that anything happened? And he's 100% kosher. I'm a Rav Menachem, how do I know this? That's over here, if she, about Kayan, about the child who lives with a Kayan and gives birth, she can eat. If she was accused of being Zana with others, how do we know it's the Kayan's son? Elalav, Minei Daima, Miloi Daima Ma'alma. There's a rumor about the Kayan. There's no rumor about anybody else. Ma'ahasim l'ha'yisur l'ha'yisur. They're both the same level as her. She's being Mizana when she wasn't supposed to be Mizana with anybody. Right. We say this is the only thing we know. Ha'ahasim l'ha'yisur l'ha'yatera. To one is a decision. To one is a drabanon or whatever it is of living with an arusa. Like Hoshke. So therefore, if there's only a rumor about him, only know about him and don't know about anybody else, the kid is 100% kosher. I'm a rabbi, not mamzer. No. Rab would say he's a mamzer, even though we know about him and don't know about anybody else. Why? My time is, we say this woman is loose. She's loose with everybody.
With no
rumor. Our Mishnah says we assume that this Kayan is the father. Why aren't we afraid she was mafka herself to others, and we don't know who the father of this child is? So how can she eat truma? He was the only possible father. Therefore, we let her eat truma. But Enochinami, Abaya is saying, if an arusa gets pregnant, we say we have absolutely no idea what she did, and the kid is a mamzer, we would not let his mother eat truma.
This whole bit of rumors, is it like... certain time period? Like, let's say, how much time do you get until the rumor hasn't come out yet?
I don't know what that means. There's no rumor that the rumor hasn't come out.
I heard something.
When he lives with her, everybody agrees that we say he lived with her and nobody else. And we have no rumor about him or about anybody. There's a rumor about everybody, but if there's a specific rumor about him, that's a big kula. Even though there's a rumor about people, we still say there's a rumor about him, we assume it's him. I'm a Rav Menaminah. The son of Yehuda does. Hechdom. You limit the time of Minayim, like time of Miyama, Tzichel of Eber Techo. The rumor is only about him. Is there a Chiddush? And the love of the time of Miyama. My husband, La Yisur, La Yisur, they're both Israel, Basu, the Deshadin, and Loi. we said we go by him. How could lie Yisur lie a terror like Hoshkin? So Mashur over here. So therefore, Rav is saying, as long as there's a rumor about him, even if there's a rumor about other people, Rav wouldn't say about Mamzer.
Why?
Because we say we go by him where it's more mutter. And we say she probably was Mazana with him, not with others. There was no rumor about him nor anybody else, and therefore we're titling him. But had there been rumor about other people, Rav would say Avlad Mamzer. So Tamachloik is two Lashainis in Rav, going to the first Lashin of Rav, as long as there's a rumor about anybody else, Avlad is a Mamzer. It's only when there's a rumor only about him that Rav says we don't say Avlad Mamzer, and Abai even argues of that. According to the second Lashon, Rava says, as long as there's a rumor about him, that's good enough to make it kosher, even if there's a rumor about other people. That's, and Abai is saying that's not true. I didn't write the test. I didn't have the time to write it yet. If you're there, maybe I'll write it when you get there. Avid Paisil Mishambia. My time up. Amakwa Ishavi Ladeatia. You didn't bring your computers. I don't. Oh, yes, you did. I'm sorry. Ishavi Ladeatia Ladeatia. Now we go by her. Mamzer Paisil Omachum. Tan Rabbanon. The Zara Ayla, Ayla Lazara, Zara Zara Minayan. That tells her her kids. How do I know grandchildren make her eat truma or pasuler? Tamalumba, the Zara Ayla Mikomuk, Ayla Lazara Kusher. That tells me if it's kosher, Zara Pasul Minayan. How do I know if a grandchild or mamzer can make her eat? Tamalumba, the Zara Ayla, Ayanola. Means look into it, any child. Try to get more about Victor Lazara Zara. Didn't you tell me that tells me grandchildren? But the Gemara Zara Zara La Yitzchakra. Grandchildren don't need a pasuk. They bought a marein kabbanim. Yitzchakra, where do we need a pasuk? The Zara pasuk. I'm a little shocked with Rabbi Yechidin. The fact that the Mishnah classified the guy as a mamzer because his father was an eved or a guy, k'man kor b'kiva, dami yesh mamzer m'chayv elavin. It's only a chayv elavin, yet we make the kid a mamzer. So the Gemara know, afilu teim rabbanim. Rabbi Yechidin v'eved m'aydum. By a guy, they're maskim, that since he's not a bar kedushin, that he makes a mamzer, which is also machloikas. But that's what we're saying. It doesn't have to be Rabbi Kiva. It can be those opinions. Yes, Rabbi Dima, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Dima, Mishim Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbi. Abayim Yitzchak, Abayim, 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 Yitzchak, Havlad Mamzer. Kain Gadol Pam Shepaisel. Tan Rabbanan. Hareini Kaparez Membiti Kuza. Right? If she has a grandson of Mamzer, he's like a Klicheres, a small cup. But at least Machleini Betruma. So I'm willing to be his Kapara. Hareini Kaparez Membiti Kada. He's a whole Chaviyat, he's a whole barrel. Chashev, but because of him, she persuaded him in that truma. But a woman is like being shabeyach herself with her grandson, the mamzer. Again, it's just an expression to say that sometimes a mamzer can accomplish her his grandma what a kain gadol cannot. Hadra lachamana, hadra lachamana, hadra lachamana. Dr. Mishnah, Arabachal, Atmeim, Leyechel, Betruma, Aron, Atama, can't eat truma. The shame, Abdeim, Yechel, Betruma, because there's no reason that the woman can't eat truma. Her husband is a legitimate kayan. He has a physical problem, but it's not like he's not a legitimate kayan. Ptuladaka Khrushchevcha can't be married, but they're perfectly legitimate kahanim vis-a-vis eating truma. They can't do avaida, the balmum, but they can do truma. Hey, Babdaim Yaiklu, Rishayim Lo Yaiklu. They and their father can eat, the women can eat. Mayadam Mishanasim Ptuladaka with Khrushchevcha. If you hadn't had any relationship, Hare Lu Yaiklu, because they were eating before. 100%,
so
love.
Right, so why can't the lady eat?
Because it's a Bia Psula, she becomes a Zaina. He lives with her, he makes her a Zaina. The love.
I mean, it doesn't, right, this is where we have a whole problem, it doesn't puzzle him, it puzzles her.
Neizim Psula, Daki Goshi, Nipsu Abayim Shalai. His testicles got wounded. Lafilu Akas Mehem. Khrushchevcha, Goshi Nichrus Hagin. His male organ got severed. The Mishtaya Matara, Vilkukut Asara Kusher. If it's left past the Atara, which is called the corona, it is Kusher. Something about by the Tanya Amara Blazer. Minayin L'Aro Shein Echel B'Truma. How do I know that an Aro can't eat Truma? Nema Taisha B'Sacha B'Pesach, Nema Taisha B'Sacha B'Truma, Tzavir Shavam. Ma Taisha B'Sacha B'Pesach Aro Aserbay. As the Gemara will explain, the pasuk by Pesach is totally extra to make it Xerish Shava that's open on two sides.
Rabbi.
Ish, ish. It says by Tamei, the word ish, ish, extra ish. By Mizera, Aaron, Butzurua, Zav, right? Bakatshim lo yoichal. This is in Parshas Emor, this week's Parsha. All right. So the Rabbi is the Aron. Amar Mar. Blessed Rabbi Nachman. Amar Taisha v'Sacha b'Pesach. Amar Taisha v'Sacha b'Truma. Amar Taisha v'Sacha Amar b'Pesach Aru Asurbay. Amar Taisha v'Sacha Amar b'Truma Aru Asurbay. But the Gemara Mufna. This must be a Gzeres Shava that's open. The Elav Mufna. Because if the Gzeres Shava were not open, Ikel Mifrach, then it. Then you can ask a question logically. Logically, you can't compare Truma to Pesach. Ma'at Truma Pesach Shkei Chayav and Olam Shem Pigul Nayitzim Etambeh. That the Gemara lie, you're true, absolutely a Mufna. It is open. Frankly, my high Mufna, which part is extra? Either Truma, Mitzvah Tzrichia, I need the most Taishav and Sacher of a Kayin Kenadi Truma. The Tanya Taishav said, Kod the Kinyan Olam, that's a person that Evan Ivri, that's so Yaivu. Sacher said, Kod the Kinyan Shonam, that's a 6-year Evan Ivri. V'yayim etayshav, v'yayim etsachar, v'yayim etsachar. Let it just say, tzaychen, atayshav, akon, and tzachar. I would say, konakin yinayla meinayichu, konakin yishonam, kolchkei. But the Gemara, ilukeni, yisayim etayshav, zay konakin yishonam. I would have said, tayshav is the 60 one. Konakin yinayla meinayichu. Tzachar v'limit al tayshav, shabish, konakin yinayla meinayichu. Right, even though he's acquired, but it's not enough to be considered kinyan kasbay. So it's not open. But the Gemara of the Pesach Mufna. Tai Taisha Vesach in the Kasach one of the Pesach Magyu. Who is this Taisha Vesach? Inem a Taisha Vesach Mamish, an Eben Ivri. Shnavale Taisha Vesach Imtulim in Pesach? What, a Yid? A Yid and Eben Ivri departed from Pesach? A Kaimel and Gabi Truma Goyach, who is not considered owned for Truma, why should he be considered owned for Pesach? Now, by the way, an Eben Kanani is also Chayiv in Pesach. But his master has to, he's totally in his master. Now, how many here would be that the Taisha Vesach is totally in the master? The question is, why? Alma Lekhana Le Rabbe, Chanami Lekhana Le Rabbe. Ella Lafluya, it's an extra puzzle. Correcting Amar Bakati Mufna Mitzad Echadu. It's only open on one side. Vishamina Le Rabbe Lazar, the Amar Mufna Mitzad Echadu made him Mishiva. Because as Rashi brings down, there's two Gzeres Shavas that we learn out from Mitzayra. Two places, Eisen to come in, Ritzia has to be done on the right hand, and Rego, the Chalitz has to be done on the right hand, and Rabbi Eliezer only makes one of the two.
Yeah.
Right, what? I'm sorry. And, you're right, thank you. And Rabbi Eliezer only learns one of the two, because the other one is not Mufna from both sides. So we see you need Mufna from both sides. So the Gemara, even the Gufa Litzarek, I don't need Taisha Vesakra by Pesach, there's two words. Now, we spoke out, Taisus asked, was the Torah lied? It said Taisus was Saka Le'echel, but it's not true. So Taisus answers, it means a guy. But we wouldn't need it for a guy. So it's extra words for Xeris Shava. Frankly, Gemari, my Pesach, I didn't ask about Truma, if you have Xeris Shava, why don't you learn out the Yisraina? I'm Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, I'm a Krav of Kol Zar. Zaras amai to look below Aninus. They only exclude Zaras, not Aninus. Again, this is not the idea. Yes, yes, he's about to permit. Therefore,
so what?
He eats supper. So he can eat Truma? The halakha is yes. Why? And we learn that he can't eat Pesach, shouldn't be able to eat Truma. Not a mitzvah to eat Truma again. It's food. Yeah, but that's, he can eat Shabbos. He can eat food.
Right. No,
he's
not restricted.
He's not allowed to eat kutcher.
Anything with a wad, he can't do, right?
What? Well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, what's the chiddush here? What are we saying?
An Einan Midaraisa is a halacha that he can't do Aveda and he can't eat kutcher. And he can't eat Maishu Shein. Nothing to. No.
Okay. What's the
here? We want to know why can't an item eat truma? Why should an item be allowed to eat truma? This is Xeris Shavah from Pesach. Dr. Gemara, because we learn out from Zohar, Chol Zohar, that an item is mutter in truma. That's why I'm a lawyer, Harelus. Why don't we say Chol Zohar is to say an Aro can eat truma? Sometimes it's a sucker. We have a Xeris Shavah. My Rois. How do you decide which one to answer and which one to be matter? So the Gemara, Arayelus, Havelele, Rabuye, Shekei, Maisim, Kruvim, Bedover, Evan, which means Mechusha, Maisim, Maisim, Begufay. Arayelus needs a Maisa, and it's in the person's body. On his car, if he doesn't do it, Yeshnus, Ne'adibur, and it's before Matan Taira. umilus chayav avadim me'akeves. And not only that, but for carbon pesach, his kids and avadim have to be mal. Other rabbi, I need to say the bush can yes to mechal shah. It's not a once in a lifetime. But hegis vanoshim vanoshim applies to women. Maybe other l'sakin is hatzmai, and he can't remove it. If it happens, it lasts whatever time it lasts. So the gemara hanach l'fishin. It's 4-3. Rabbi Amar b'lo hanach l'fishin. I'm the mutzis. I'm rich. If given, I'll later will succeed. But gufi the pesach. Yeah, vinen aninus mi pesach. Arelus is written by pesach, and aninus is not written by pesach. It's only the pesach gufi mi ma'isin gamina. So therefore, it makes sense that the Gzeres Shavah is something explicit by Pesach, not something derived from Ma'aseh. Frank the Gemara, by Pesach milus charev avadim makeves, of trumas milus charev avadim makeves. Why don't we learn another halacha that is written by Pesach, that a person's boys and avadim have to be mauled? So we should learn out that by truma, a person's sons and avadim have to be mauled. Amakra malta oisoy azyecho boy milus charev avadim makeves boy milecho bePesach. The word "by" says it only applies to Pesach, not applies to Truma. In fact, the Gemara even called all the Yechol by do the same drasha. By and Yechol Yechol b'Truma. But the Gemara says, "Taisha v'Sacha." We have Gzeres Shavah, Ma'aros. So how do you know which one to apply to Gzeres Shavah and which one to exclude? So the Gemara, "Mistabra Arelus the Gufay Havelel Rebuye." She came by to the Gufay. It's in his body. Vanish Karis. So it's two. That the Gemara Rabbi Mila's Chayav Avadim Halei Bush Kiyesh Nebuchal Shah. It's not a once in a lifetime. That the Gemara Hanach Nefishin. It's two against one. Bibay Seima Blay Hanach Nefishin. Not with the Moshe Samrit. He can be the Arelis the Gufa LeMaktuve Arelis Zakhri LeMaktuve. He's an Aro. He can eat Truma. And his son is an Aro. He shouldn't be able to eat Truma. Doesn't make any sense. Hashda the Amrit Blay LeDrasha. But now that we say Blay is a Drasha, we have a whole bunch of things that we have to figure out. I'm going to go with the Bach. There's two bais, one by Aro, one by Ben Echar. To tell me he has to eat matzah mara. Being a mumer, passels him here. And amara das does not passel by meiser. But both have to be excluded from Pesach. I would not derive one from the other. Because the Rachman Aro Mishin the Moas, it's physically disgusting. Av Benecher Deloy Moas, Eim Eloy, maybe he can eat Pesach. Because the Rachman Aro Benecher Mishin the Liva Lo Shemayim, he's not religious. Av Aro the Liva Lo Shemayim, Eim Eloy. Tzricha, that's why I need both. Mimenu, it says, Al Toichli Mimenu No. What's Mimenu? What is it excluding? Mimenu Lomeli, the Rav Amar of Yitzchak, which we will learn on Daf Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph, and Mer Tashem, probably not this week, but next week. Don't think my wife, Amr Mar, Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Eidat Sarach. Haru, I'm a Ish Ish, the Rabbis as a Aro. Ish Ish comes to include an Aro. The Eimel, the Rabbis as a Einan. Maybe he comes to include an Einan. I'm a Rabbi Eshel Fina, I'm a Krav, I'm a Zaris, the same Gemara over again. Zaris, am I too long, I'm a Lord Anina. Fact, I'm a Eimel, I'm a Lord Arelus, it's a Ish Ish. My Ro is, how do you know to include one, not the other? Mistab Arelus, I'm a Lord Arbuyish, he might include some of a Rebbe, which is, because you're Maitse, a Gufay, then he's an action, but it's Karis, other Rabbi Aninus have a little Rebuya. We should be my Aninus. It's not one time in a life, and it's by women and women. Maybe on the second option. Atma, Hanach Nefishin, it's 4-3. Rabbi Amar B'lo Hanach Nefishin, Ami Lamatas Amrit. Now here he can't say his narrative before because we're not learning Gzeres Shavah. It's a Rebuy of Ishesh. So he says, the reason is, Eze Davish Yesh Amakra Ish Ish, Eze Davish Yesh Nav Ish Veinu Beisha, Haver Aimer Zeh Arelus. Ish Ish includes a masculine thing, a male thing. And Mila is not Negei a male. I'm sorry, female. Therefore, it includes Mila, Arelus. Practically, Gemara Bar Mekiva, I Tashem Asacha by Avadlai. What does he do with the word Tashem Asacha? He doesn't need it for Zerah Shabbat. Rabbi Shemaya, Lasuya, Rabbi Mo, Begivaini Mo. A guy that's mal, they're considered mal, but not kind of shanir arayel. Mutav arayel yisrael basim b'mayel avik kachavim. Kind of shanir nender l'mayelim. Mutav b'mayel avik kachavim basim arayel yisrael. A guy is not considered a mal; it's considered an aro, based on a pasuk. Kol agayim arayelim. Elo lasuya ger shemal v'lay tava. Comes to exclude a ger who did part of the process. Rabbi Kiva holds he's not a ger. The cutting shanir shumo again. Shavarik shavet shavarik lahatim ben adam breath. Blessed the Tamei, Rabbi Lezah holds, the Pasuk doesn't exclude them. Dama Ger Shemobel, the Tavah Ger Mal, Yehu, 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 Yod, the cotton that's worn when it's mild, does not need Hatabas Dambris. In fact, Gemara, Rebbe Lez, Ayish, my Avdai, what does he do with the words Ishesh? Yabu Tyra Kalashim Ne Adam. Tyra speaks, people speak. Something about it. Right. Boy Rami Bechama Baruch, the cotton aro mild, the Seichel Beshem and Shotuma. Can you use oil to smear on a cotton before 8 days? Shaila is. He's physically an aro, but there's no mitzvah meal on him. The Torah says by scharim az yikrav la tzaytzay, and by vodim it says az yoychal boy. How do I know that the avodim are ma'akim the asiyim, and the bonim are ma'akim by achila? So Talmud Leimer. So Mishnah Avodah Mishkachasla. I can name an Eved Kanani that wasn't there at the time of Asiyah, but is there at the time of Achila. So the Torah says you can't eat Pesach if you have an Eved Kanani. That's not Nimo. Yisro Mishas Achila v'lesno Mishas Asiyah. No, this is a Zinu, Beni Beni. You bought him. Elos Chorav, Yisro Mishas Achila v'lesno Mishas Asiyah, Echim Mishkachasla. How do you have a Zaka that way? La, this Yalid Ben Asiyah l'Achila. Must be he was born between the Asiyah and the Achila. Now, what do you mean? He didn't have a mitzvah meal yet. Shemamin arlus lemis man have arlus, and it keeps his father from eating Pesach. Amravat tisbe, it doesn't make any sense. Himul lekosach abrachman avaz yikav lasaisai. Tyre says do bris. So high lab amihilu. Tyre wouldn't say don't eat Pesach when you can't do the bris. Elo alchemai is getting a shekol tasecham. What happens is the kid had a fever. In fact, the gemara benetsim lekoshiva. Wait a week. So then when they mean it, like, oh, shit, but we waited a week. So why don't you mow him in the morning? It's going to be the main place. We need 7 24-hour periods.
So in other words, he does not acquire Mila? No?
At the time of Asiyah, he did not acquire Mila. At the time of Achila, he did the 7:20, meaning he got well at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
So is he considered a parsha of Mila or not?
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he is.
Before that, he cannot even consider.
He couldn't be himo.
So therefore, he's certain now in Kara.
Right. That the Gemara, no. I'll just join my Rashi and my Bold. Do you have a Bold? Will he be the main place? Will he have a Bras? A Bras? Will he be in the main place? The Papa Amar going to call him Ein Eli Yenuka. He had an eyeache, not enough to make him wait 7 days, but you couldn't mount till the eyeache goes away. Mitzvah Beini Beini healed in between Asiya and Achila. Rav Amar going to try Ovav Yimei Chavushim Bebeis Asurim. We waited for them to come out, and they weren't out Mishas Asiya, but they were out Mishas Achila, and therefore it's Ma'akev.
It was.
You know what I'm going to write the test right now? What?
All
these Teruzim are showing that it was the 8th day. In other words,
right, it was the
8th
day.
It was an
Aram.
$10 for
what?
This week, it says.
Misak, you did two more lines before you finished.
You're going to make room, right?
Yeah.
I owe you $10. What?
You did the two more lines.